amen, amen. You may be seated. Boy, if you were here Friday night for the concert, Mark Trammell and the quartet, they sang that song, He Hideth My Soul. Wow, what a wonderful way to start our beautiful Sunday morning service here. Brother Matt's kind of hanging around over here. He's kind of, something must be afoot.
That's one, yeah. Well, brother, you sang so good on that one. You can have a seat right there.
Oh, can I?
Surprise. You can take your coffee, water, whatever you want to take. A couple weeks ago, I got an idea, and I don't know, someone asked what was going on. I said, it's a surprise, and they said, is it a good surprise? I said, well, I don't know. We'll figure it out. If not, it has been wonderful serving as your associate pastor for the last. October, the month of October, is Pastor Appreciation Month. At other churches, it is Pastor Appreciation Month. A couple weeks ago, we had Brother D.C. Washington, and, you know, that was kind of our kickoff to it. But that was kind of more of a treat for us as a whole. But this morning, I wanted to express our appreciation for our pastor. 16 years as pastor, 19 years total. When you tack on the associate pastor and all of that to it as well. This was supposed to be a couple minutes long and ended up with over 200 pictures, so I'm just going to let this play. You're probably going to turn the lights on because it's going to be playing the whole service and people are going to start falling asleep. So you can leave the front ones off. Yeah, if you want, just turn the back ones on maybe and leave the front ones off. But you can turn that chair around if you want to see. It's some of these you've probably seen before, and some of them you maybe haven't seen before. You'll get to those, but we've got a few different things planned today, and of course, I'm sure there's probably going to be some awes and some laughter and stuff throughout, and that's okay. We're just going to let this play. It's about 20 minutes long, so it's probably going to play for a little while, and then it's just going to start over, so if you missed one, you'll see it again. No, not quite. But, you know, the only thing you have to do today, Pastor Charlie, is just sit back and relax and soak it all in. I apologize. You know, you probably prepared a sermon for today. As my grandpa used to say, it'll keep. So we got a few different things planned. We got some special music. We got the pictures. We're going to give you all a chance shortly to express some appreciation and gratitude. Let's open up in prayer, though, before we do anything else. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning that you've given us, for an opportunity just to pause to thank you for the pastor and the leader that you have sent our way and that has been so faithful for so many years. We thank you for him and pray that in the next few minutes, Lord, in the service, that he would just feel a little bit of that appreciation that we have for him. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, just wanted to do something. We're going this evening as the Mount Calvary Singers to sing at Oakton for their pastor appreciation. I thought, well, you know, we're singing for somebody else's. We might as well do something for our pastor, too. So I know, as Charlie tends to say, you got to have thick skin when you come around here, and that is true, and we give each other a hard time, and we joke around a lot, but we do appreciate you, brother, and hopefully you'll get a little bit of a taste of that by the time this service is up. Yeah, no, that's fine. That is perfectly fine. A lot of the service is just going to continue as normal, with the exception of the pictures that are playing. Hopefully we won't be doing something real spiritual when some of the funnier ones pop up, but that's okay if it does. Take your hymnals. You can stay seated. Take your hymnals and turn to 317 is the next song that they've got on here. 317.
let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts to heaven and praise the Lord. Thank you for your love. We have been in heavenly places, felt blessings from above. We've been sharing all the good things the family can afford. Let's just turn our praise toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts to heaven and praise the Lord. Just the precious name of Jesus is worthy of our praise. Let us bow our knees before Him, our hands to heaven raise. When He comes in clouds of glory, with Him to ever reign, let's just lift our happy voices and praise His name. Let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift
like I said, we're going to give you an opportunity. So for the next few minutes, before we take up our prayer requests and our praises and have our prayer, if you've got something, a word of testimony or just some words of gratitude that you want to share about our pastor and about what he's meant to you and the impact he's had, we're going to give you an opportunity to do that. Something else my grandpa used to always say is, give the flowers to people before the funeral. Don't wait until the funeral to give them their flowers. And by that, you mean don't. What I mean by that is don't wait until you're standing in front of a casket to tell someone how much they mean to you and how much. Anyways, moving on. Anybody that has something that they want to share?
Can I start?
Absolutely.
I love my brother. I used to think Joel Osteen.
There you go.
I used to think he was like the pastor, but now I am a true believer. Pastor Charlie is the pastor. He's the guy. He's the one. This is the one right here. But we love him with all our heart, man. And he's done so many great things for the church and for us, especially coming from the land of New Orleans over there. So we've come a long way, but he's blessed. We're blessed.
Love you,
Terry. Love you. Thank you, Terry. Who else? Brother Harold?
Stand up.
Wow.
roots are going to end at this church.
Amen.
But with you being here has drawn me to be back here. Because without you in this building, it would be totally different. You have brought back to me memories that I've had here, because this is still a touch of what I had years ago. But for you to be such, I always tell Helen and I tell other people, I have a real great friend who is just a simple man with a simple plan from God, and you sure do fulfill it.
Thank you.
And may God just bless you and keep you with us for many more years.
Amen.
Hattie? I will say that's the first time I've ever told Bob Mumford to stop talking and he listened. So, Bob?
Bob's going to say something once I get to go back. Calvary, they said, well, brother, we figure if you can make it to heaven, we got a good chance over here. So after Bob and me to tell them.
We're working.
Who else? Yep, Mary?
Charlie came over to the house and chatted with him for a few minutes about Raymond.
Who else? Yeah. Go ahead.
Matt, you're on this one. You didn't know. Come on, Bobby, get over there like that. This is one that we have a special featured bass singer on the second chorus over there. This song, bass singer on the second chorus. Number 19 over there. Come on, Terry Lee, get us going. That's a little talk. Indeed.
Just a little talk.
Oh, that's right.
Terry, you got that one ready for you?
I can try it, yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot.
It's a new song. Well, it's not a new song. It's an old song, but new song to Terry.
Yeah, it is.
So we'll see if dedicated to Pastor Tom.
I'll try some of this. It's called Thank You. Thank You is the name of it. It's a pretty song. See if I get it right. If I get it wrong, don't listen to it. beyond the crystal sea. And he said, friend, you may know me now. And then he said, but wait. He used to teach the Sunday school, 'cause I was only eight. And every week you'd say a prayer before the class would start. One day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am alive.
That trick from Pastor Charlie. I said, Terry, you got a song for Sunday? Here's what I'm planning on doing. He said, yeah, I probably got a couple things. I said, oh, no, wait, I got one that you might want to do. He said, well, I've never heard that. I said, that's okay. Yeah, learn that right from Pastor Charlie himself. Yeah. We're getting closer to noon, so we're not going to, because it takes so much time to get everybody corralled in, we're not going to shake hands, but we're going to have a little bit of time afterwards to do that, so don't get too upset. We're going to give you a little something afterwards as well that will hopefully smooth things over. I wanted to share just a little bit, and then I've got a song I'll do first. This is, we'll see if I can get through this without getting emotional, but this was a song I heard a few years ago, and you know, I've been here at Mount Calvary since 2012, and have been blessed to have been serving as your associate pastor since 2013. And you know, as I look back on it, someone was at, well, in fact, it was D.C. Washington a couple weeks ago. We were out to lunch with him, and he said, "So what? What brought you to Mount Calvary Community Church?" And I said, well, you know, that was, can only be explained as God's timing. I'm firmly convinced and a firm believer that nothing happens by accident or by chance, that everything happens for a reason, and that God's timing and his plan and his purpose is perfect. I originally came to this area in 2011, when I got stationed at Andrews Air Force Base, and as soon as I got there, I started looking for a church, and I spent about 6 months looking for a church, and went to quite a few in the area, Maryland, Virginia, went to a couple in D.C., and there wasn't anything wrong with any of the churches that I went to, but I just didn't feel at home, And then a friend of mine that when I was singing with a quartet, we had sung with a few times, had posted on Facebook that his group was coming to this little church in Alexandria, Virginia. And I said, well, that's not too far away. And he put on there a date that was a Sunday. And I said, yeah, well, I guess I know where I'm going to church on Sunday. Well, I showed up, and there was no bus. There was no group. There was no one here but the folks that were here for church, because he had put the wrong date. They were somewhere else on Sunday morning. They had been here on Friday. Obviously, I wasn't there on Friday. But I stayed anyways, and I'm glad I did, because I came back that Wednesday, and of course it was a little weird that Wednesday as well, because I walked in and everybody was wearing tuxedos, and they were cutting a ribbon on a sidewalk, and they were playing classical music and all kinds of stuff, and I didn't know what was going on. I said, but I gotta stay to see what's gonna happen next. And I've been here, and you know, Pastor Charlie was so grateful when I introduced myself to him, and it was actually Gene Allison, who's not here this morning, who found out that I sang a little bit, and had told Pastor Charlie, said, come sing, you know, with us. And Charlie said, well, what do you sing? I said, well, I sang baritone and lead in the group that I was in. And he said, good, we need a tenor. And I said, okay. Okay, we'll see. we'll see. And I've been here ever since. And then, of course, I have never been in a church in my life, and I've been in a lot of churches all across the country and several other places in the world, and I've never been in a church where I felt more at home than I do right here at Mount Calvary. And we sing Family of God every Sunday, and I tell you, this truly is a family, and that is the one thing that every single person I've ever heard visit this church, that's the one thing that they leave here saying, is they felt the love of God, and they felt the Spirit of God in this place. And a pivotal part of that, and a crucial piece that holds all that together, is sitting right here. And I know he doesn't probably like to hear us talking about him and saying all these flowery things and good things, but like I said, every once in a while, you got to hear a little bit of it, because I've been around a lot of pastors and a lot of preachers, and those in ministry in general, a lot of them don't stick with it. They get burnt out really quickly, and it's almost unheard of for a pastor to stay longer than a couple of years at a church now. And, you know, being in a seminary setting and going to school with a lot of folks who are wanting to be pastors and preachers, and they're working with in student pastorships and things like that, and you hear things that they say about the pastors that they work with, and I say, well, that's not what I experienced. And they look at you kind of funny. And I truly say this. My grandfather's 96 years old. I have never met anyone as faithful to the calling of God and faithful to the service that he has called them into until I met Pastor Charlie. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. I thank him for the opportunities that he's given me. When I came here, I had no intention of ever, you know, stepping into any kind of ministry role. Wasn't even looking for that, honestly. And then everything worked out, because when I started moving ahead with chaplaincy, they said, well, you're going to need to get some pastoral experience. And I said, well, it's funny, because I've been doing that for the last 4 years, 3 years. And I said, I wasn't even realized that that was a requirement, but like I said, God's timing is perfect, and his plan is perfect, and I'm just thankful to have been a part of this for the last few years. I'm going to try to do a song. This is one that Squire Parsons wrote, and it's a song that he wrote that he dedicated to his pastor, and I'll try to do it for you this morning if I can get it working. One voice crying in the wilderness. One voice proclaiming righteousness.
One man doing what he's called to do. One man faithful and true. One voice mightier than a thousand swords, calling out, prepare ye the way of the Lord. He that is coming is much greater than me. I will gladly serve and be. One voice crying in the wilderness, one voice proclaiming righteousness, one man doing what he's called to do, one man faithful and true. Then one day John saw with his own eyes he of whom he had prophesied. The Lamb of God had made his own choice to be baptized by the faithful voice. Then one voice crying in the wilderness, just one voice proclaiming righteousness, one man doing what he's called to do, one man faithful and true. Yes, one voice crying in the wilderness, one voice proclaiming righteousness, one man doing what he's called to do, one man faithful and true.
Don't turn around and look at the clock. Is it time for daylight savings time? Are we falling back yet? We're not going to keep you long. And like I said, hopefully, in what's been said and sung and done, Pastor, hopefully you know that we appreciate you this morning. I want to share a couple little things with you this morning, and then... Oh, okay. Came across a story. We were talking about funerals and talking about giving flowers, and use this as a warning, just in case. Came across a story about a man who had a heart attack, and he was rushed to the hospital. And those of you that were here for first aid training will know that Pastor Charlie was our heart attack victim. That everyone trained on. But anyways, man was rushed to the hospital. He could receive little company, and his family and friends were told, don't excite him. While he was in the hospital, he had a rich uncle who passed away and left him $1 million. And his family wondered how they were going to break this news to him. with the least amount of excitement possible. It was decided that they would ask the preacher that had been one of the only ones who'd been going to visit him if he would go and break the news quietly to the man as peacefully and unexcitedly as he could. And the preacher went, and he gradually led up to this question after he realized he was doing okay. The preacher asked the man, he said, "What would you do if you inherited $1 million? And he said, "Well, Pastor, I think the first thing that I would do, I'd get half of it to the church." And the preacher dropped dead right there of a heart attack. So if any of that happens, be ready. In all seriousness, though, as has been said time and time again this morning, we're blessed here at Mount Calvary Community Church. And in the book of John, chapter 15, there's a familiar verse, and it's a verse that's been used, and it's often used in my line of work in military chaplaincy. We use it a lot. In fact, almost every active duty funeral, you hear this verse, but I want to use it in a little bit different context. It's John 15:13. It says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." One person once said, "It is love to the highest degree." Another translation of that verse says this: "No one has greater love, no one has shown stronger affection than to give up his own life for his friends." Going back a little further in John 10, it says, "I'm the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep." In Ephesians, we read, "And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor." Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have this morning to express our appreciation and our gratitude for our pastor, our one that, Father, we believe that you've given us to lead us in the path that you have set before us. We thank you for him. We thank you for his years of dedication. Pray that you continue to bless him with many more, Father, that he would continue as long as you would have him, Father, here at Mount Calvary Community Church. We thank you for him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said, that verse, "Greater love hath no man than this." And you might say, "Well, what's that got to do with this? Man who lays down his life for his friend." As has been said this morning, anything that you could ever need, there's one call that you have to make, and that's to Pastor Charlie. If you need help, if you're in the hospital or you have a friend in the hospital, a loved one in the hospital, he'll be one of the first ones there. If you need help moving a piano, he'll show up with a couple of his guys and then tell you afterwards that it was the heaviest piano that he had ever lifted. If you have some shingles that blow off in a storm, well, he's right there climbing up on a roof and nailing some shingles on. Whatever it is, you've got a pastor who literally lays down his life and the things of his life time and time again because he loves you. And God has called him to serve not only this church, but to serve the people of this church, because it is the people of this church that make this church a church. And so I'm thankful for that this morning, that if you could paraphrase that one verse in Ephesians, you could say, "And walk in love as our pastor also hath loved us and hath given himself for us." Of course, our pastor's sacrifice isn't redemptive like Christ's was, but it is an offering and it's a sacrifice to God. We see that in that verse in John, it says that a man lay down his life for his friends. And you say, "Well, who are his friends?" And folks, you are his friends. You're the ones that he's called to serve. They're the sick and afflicted who have come for healing and comfort. They're the hungry who have come for food. They're the lost who by his ministry and sacrifice have found their way to the cross and to Christ. They're the ones who when he gets a call in the middle of the day or in the middle of the night from someone who says, hey, so-and-so just passed away. They didn't have a pastor. Can you come and preach a funeral for him? He'll be right there. And I've heard him preach funerals for folks he's known all his life and those that he didn't even really know. And he gives the same amount of effort and love and attention to each one. And I'm thankful for him this morning. Your pastor doesn't need sympathy, doesn't necessarily need you saying, hey, you know, all the things that you've said this morning. What he does need is your prayer and your support. And every once in a while, like I said, it doesn't hurt to come up to him and say, Pastor, thank you. Thank you for what you did. Thank you for what you said. Because if you wait until, like I said, kind of jokingly, but it's true, if you wait until the end, when you're standing there at a casket saying, well, he was best pastor ever had. He did this, this, and this. That's great for the people that are there, but it doesn't hardly do anything for the one that's laying in that casket. So we thank him this morning, hopefully from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you, being in the military, you learn something called the chain of command, and one thing that they say time and time again, don't have any surprises for your commander. Keep him knowing. Well, hopefully this morning I went against that, and I surprised him. Like I said, that sermon will keep. But I wanted to, because I knew if I asked you if I could do this, you'd probably say, oh, no. No, that's okay. That's okay. But like I said, I truly am blessed to have wandered, not by accident, but by God's plan into this church. And I'm thankful that I get to serve with you every day. And like I said, there's no other place I'd rather be, no other pastor I'd rather be serving with. So I thank you, brother, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, each one of you that shared. Out of the 200 or 300 pictures that are on here, most of these are from Lisa, who's not here this morning, but I sent her a text, and I said, hey, I need some pictures, and she said, I got you. She sent me a link, and I opened it up, and there were 200 and some pictures on it. I said, well, that made things a little easier, and just put them all in there. And then, of course, Lori sent me some of the family shots, but definitely, we appreciate you, Pastor, and thank you for all that you do for us, laying down your life to serve us and to serve God and to fulfill the calling that he's placed on you. We thank you. I'm looking for direction from, okay. Oh, there's birthdays. Birthdays. Oh, is it? It's today. Well, Gidi, stand up. We'll sing to you. You don't have to play for this one. Happy birthday. Helen, tomorrow, stand up. We've got to sing to you too. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Helen. Happy birthday to you. Coming up on the 23rd is Bob and Elnora Markle's anniversary. If you see them, wish them a happy anniversary. Tonight at 6 p.m. at Oakton Baptist Church in Chantilly, Virginia. And you're not listening to anything I'm saying now. but tonight at 6, the Mount Calvary Singers will be singing at Oakton Baptist Church. Can I show them this?
Sure.
At Oakton Baptist Church at 6 p.m. in Chantilly. You can see us if you need directions or address. And it will be the debut of our brand new Mount Calvary Community Church Singers CD. We're excited about this. There's 16, 17 songs on there. It's enough to get you down the road a little bit. We're excited. So come on out and fellowship with us there. We're just going to go ahead and dismiss. Thank you, Lord, and have a blessed week. Get a cupcake, shake your pastor's hand, and thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen.